One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about oppression to redemption with Don Keel. I've had an experience similar to that in a city that I lived in where it went from really good to, it's like you flipped a switch and it felt like you were on a different planet.
Yes.
To the point where I ended up moving. And it was just like, what on earth has happened?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, having that experience, it's really weird and it's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
And it just adds to the stress. And so simultaneously to that, I was my ex had fallen into a there was an accident, and she had fallen into a depression. Mm-hmm. Around this, and there was a darkness in our house at that point that it, like, if you could, it was so tangible, you could cut it with a knife, like the air.
Yeah.
of our residence. It was otherworldly. It truly was. And so at the same time, I had noticed some interactions happening with me, running into some really odd characters that knew things about me that they shouldn't. Just really, really, really weird occurrences. I won't go too deep into that. So eventually what happened was I was at my wit's end. Something happened that night between my wife and myself, and like I said, I'm in a heightened state already because of these weird interactions I'm having with one person in particular that, you know, new things that there's just no way, private information and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on high alert already. I've noticed a lot of okay. So I'm also trying to keep my job, and my wife has fallen into this depression. I was building Star Wars at the time for Disney with about 2,000 other electricians and fighting traffic, although I did have a motorcycle at the time, so I could split lanes, which was great. But I'm fighting. Eventually, it got so bad that I lost that job. And something happened within our house that night. And my daughter was 11 at the time, and she was hysterical. And I took her in the car, and I have one sibling who lived about a half an hour away from me. And I brought her to her house, and I calmed my daughter down. And I knew at that point, like, I couldn't manage everything I was trying to manage with everything going on. I'm having all these weird, crazy experiences, and I couldn't keep the family intact anymore. And quite honestly, I was scared for my daughter. So I calm her down, and I'm in my sister's for a couple hours, and I go out of the house to, she was going to sleep there, and I was going to send her back to the East Coast. And I guess I was trying to run from whatever I thought was going on. And then simultaneously, everything that was going on with my family life and the, like I told you, the weird things that were happening inside our house, it was really a mixed bag of a lot of dark things. And I step outside, I get to the car, you know, I'm doing the walk of shame. I have no idea what's going on, because at this point it was coming at me from every angle. Some of it was probably well deserved. But I look back at the house with the, I have my car door open. I'm about to get in. I look back at the house, and hovering above my sister's house, about 3 feet above it, is imagine the silhouette of a body, but glowing the torso towards the end. There's no feet. It's just tapered. So like a tapered bottom, and then it curves up. You see the beautifully brilliant white, beautiful, like such a wonderful color. It's hard to describe, with a little tint of blue maybe in there as well. But, and it had brighter lines of light going, it stood about 10 feet tall, 9 or 10 feet tall, had brighter lines of light going all the way up and down through the torso. And it literally had two wings that tapered, that came off around the head. There was no face. There was none of that, you know, feathered face, none of that. But it had two wings that tapered down to the bottom of the torso, and along the wings, about every foot was another brighter ball of light. And I'm just completely awestruck looking at this. It stays there motionless for about 5 seconds. Then it opens its wings, flaps, it shoots up 100 feet. So kind of now like I don't know, some kind of fish in water, I suppose. It stops with its wings now back together again at the bottom of the torso, opens its wings up again, does it again, shoots up another 100 feet. Same thing occurs. It stops when its wings get together, does it one more time, to where I'm guessing 300 and change feet above the house now. It goes perpendicular, and it doesn't stop flapping until it's going east now. And it's when it's almost completely out of sight at the very, very, very tail end of it, when I almost can see it anymore, I saw a red and green light, which is very, very important, but I didn't put two and two together for several months later, what that was to mean. At the time, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm having this like wonderful, wonderful angelic experience. And why am I seeing something that looks technological? Like, why did I just get shown a red and green light? Like that really threw me off at the end for several months until I put this all together.
Sure.
So I today I see it as it was, you know, it was a I was at my wit's end. I mean, I truly I had no idea how to protect my family from what was going on. I'm breaking up my family because of everything that's going on, and I needed to see that, and I was allowed to. That it's hands down, next to say child's birth, the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. But it happened precisely at my lowest point in my life.
What was the message that you got out of that experience?
The message was that I was being looked after, and that that there is a higher power, God, that is personal to us. That and the message was also that I was making the right decision. And the message also was a lot of the negative things I was experiencing, you know, I could consider, honestly, were archonic, demonic in nature, yeah. You know, and that that whole angels and demons theme, you know, it's an old story, you know, not one I've made up, mm-hmm. But it's one I've lived, you know. And
did the negativity seem to slowly lift after that experience?
Not so that eventually I haven't had any negative experiences in almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that it did, I got put into some pretty rough places. Eventually it did. That's kind of a whole,
sure,
another story.
Did you, when you were looking back, because you had just mentioned that maybe it was something demonic. I mean, my question was going to be, and I already wrote this before when you were talking, because I wanted to go here. Did you feel like in that strange period of time where everything just kind of was off, that you were being oppressed by some sort of demonic force or something
that was very much so
out to destroy you or your family?
Very much so. Very much so. It was downright scary, you know, and you try to piece things together. And one of the worst things you can do is trying to play internet doctor to yourself when this, you know, is happening.
I can't imagine a lot of this pops up on WebMD.
Yeah. You know, then you find out, like, you know, things like, gang stalking and all these, these different things where people think that they've been put on some secret list, mm-hmm. you know, and they're being hounded by concerned neighbors in bushes. And you can start believing this to a degree because yeah. that's how weird it is.
Well, I mean, did you at one point ever wonder, you know, is there something wrong with me? Do I have some sort of mental disorder that I'm feeling all this? And this is not paranormal, but there's something wrong with me.
Well, no, I never once believed that, because when you see and you're, this is now your reality, you know, everything is spirit. I mean, if so, something like this, I looked as spiritual in nature. I mean, lift a rock, I am there, right? You look at a table, if you broke it down, it's vibrating. It's so I look at everything in that sense. I had, based upon my Kundalini experience, saying through the rosary and everything else, I was used to these weird experiences. And I had heard of dark nights of the soul and these types of things. And it certainly feels like a godless place. You know, it's not a place I'd wish on my worst enemy. I mean, it's terrifying, and it's frequency based. You know, it's a, like I said, you know, I had earned a good ass kicking, and I got one, essentially, but not, not just for the sake of it, of getting one. In the end, it just made me stronger in my faith. That you can go through these types of things and come out on the other side, you know. But for whatever reason, I had to go through that.
What did you do? Obviously, you had to go through it, but there was a conclusion at some point. What did you do to change your life, or how did your life change that these sort of things stop plaguing you the way that they had been?
Okay. So in many ways, a lot of that. So, you know, without getting into, it's hard. A lot of this very personal.
Sure.
Some of these events that occurred, but I, and my ex, you know, love her to the day I die. But she fell pretty hard, and I stayed behind, and my daughter was, you know, picked up by my parents and brought back to, the East Coast. And I stayed behind trying to, help my ex who I, you know, was being oppressed at the same level that I was. Just, she wasn't having the same similar visual experiences that I was having. Mm-hmm. You know, that didn't end well, but it did. It happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen. So, I eventually, in trying to do that, it ended up, with, there's no easy way to say this, man, but you know, I ended up having to do, a small amount of jail time. Mm-hmm. And when the truth came out, it was 100 days later. So everything got dropped eventually. But this is where it got really interesting for me too, was, so they, eventually they transferred me to what they considered the veterans dorm. And I'm not a veteran, but this dorm had about 80 guys, and probably 30 of them were younger guys from, give or take 30, Afghanistan and Iraq, who had just, you know, lots of trauma, yeah. Lots of PTSD. I started doing group prayer with these guys, I was still in that negative realm when I was there, when I first came in, completely spun, just from all the events that had happened. And before I go too far with this, there is another event after the angelic encounter that ties in with the UFO and the UFOs and the red and green light that happened 3 nights later.
Okay.
I just want to get back to.
Yeah, sure.
But what I'm getting at is I noticed that the guys that were involved in the group prayer, the guys that, like, I had my one friend Mike, younger guy, but he'd wake up in the middle of the night, not sure if he was alive or not, ready to jump off the pier, right? And we all got involved in group prayer, and everyone was getting better. And since those days, and the lesson learned there, and upon leaving, I haven't had one single, it got banished, you know, if you will, out of my life at that point. Interestingly enough, now I see things in a symbolic nature, right? This is weird. So about 3 months later, I've got another union job in San Francisco, and talking to another journeyman, we're in a high rise, we're about to put in these, this lighting contactor set together, and we open up the box, and you know, I don't see things as happenstance. I open it up. The name of the company, I couldn't believe it, man. I look at him. I say, dude, can you believe this? Lucifer Lighting. Was the name of the company, some company out of San Antonio, but
yeah,
but it's just the fact, and I get it, you know, it's probably a catchy name and so on and so forth, but that rang true for me, because it was really a dark patch that I wouldn't wish on anyone.
Yeah,
but all of those negative experiences since that experience with those, hats off to those guys, man, because these guys were beat up even more than I was.
Yeah.
And everyone. And it's a sad thing to see, you know, guys that have served their country, and
for sure,
they're this beat up in that condition, which, you know, and I think when traumatic events happen, from my experience, that's when these windows can get opened up. Where things can get in, and like that switch you spoke about,
yeah,
being turned, clicked. And, you know, when that type of thing happens to you, where do you go? Mm-hmm. Who do you go to? But I always knew that this was spiritual in nature. So I took it on at that event. So back to your question, prayer, meditation, staying away from anything negative, mm-hmm, from things that I watch or listen to. Now, when I say that, I mean, like, you know, really dark, like, just, I'm not on a witch hunt here about scary movies. It's sure, not about that. I'm talking about really low vibe stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, does not belong in my consciousness, if you will.
Sure.
So these types of things I stayed with, and so far so good, man. Past 4 years, been great. And this is when, well, so these other angelic experiences over, yep, the past 4 years have just been continuous, with the orbs and the lights. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, experience. And I've brought people out with me several times to witness these events. And, everyone leaves with just an awe and an appreciation for how much bigger and badder this, you know, universe of ours really is.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with John. A big thank you to him for sharing his very personal stories with us today. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We could not do this without you. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.